Declaring God's Word, a daily devotion by Derek Prince. September the 17th, the Spirit of Adoption.
All this week, Derek shows us how we've received the Spirit of Sonship. Today he explains how God wants to lead his sons and daughters into full maturity.
Romans chapter 8, verses 14 to 15. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are sons of God. For you did not receive the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you received the Spirit of adoption, by whom we cry out, Abba, Father.
Abba is the Aramaic or Hebrew word commonly used for daddy. In Israel, a little child will call his father Abba. And because we've received the Spirit of adoption, we have the right to address God as Abba, Father, Daddy. Paul told us that we have two options. We can be led by the Spirit of God, or we can be under the spirit of slavery. The spirit of slavery makes us fearful of punishment. The spirit of adoption leads us as God's children. The Greek word that's translated as sons indicates a mature son. When you're first born again of God's Spirit, you become a child. But as you're led, you become a mature son or daughter of God. The pathway to maturity is being led by the Holy Spirit, no longer bound under a spirit of slavery. As Paul wrote in Galatians 5:18, but if you're led by the Spirit, you're not under the law. In order to become a mature son or daughter of God, you must be led by the Spirit. But remember, if you're led by the Holy Spirit, you're not under the law. That's our freedom, not a freedom to do evil, but a freedom to love. Our motivation to do service for Jesus is love, the most powerful motivator in the world. It works even when fear doesn't. That's what God is bringing us to. That's what makes us mature sons and daughters of God. That's the result of being delivered from the law. Listen to this proclamation and make it your own.
Thank you, Father, that I am your child. I proclaim that I am no longer bound under a spirit of slavery. I have received the spirit of adoption. I have received the spirit of sonship. And by him I cry, Abba, Father. Amen.
Derek Prince Ministries, reaching the unreached, teaching the untaught.